The telecommunications industry has been devouring its young in recent years as scores of upstart companies have disappeared. Now, a crash in stock prices has brought down one of the industry's fathers. Bernie Ebbers is stepping down as CEO of WorldCom. Ebbers turned a small Mississippi-based long-distance company into a global powerhouse. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Ebbers' own financial problems have helped drag down his company's stock.
Bernie Ebbers was at the peak of his powers back in 1997. WorldCom had just engineered what was then the biggest corporate takeover in history. The company outbid British Telecom, or BT, to buy long-distance giant MCI. Ebbers said MCI was just an appetizer.
Well, you know, after we get our deal finished with MCI, we might acquire BT.
Ebbers is a big man with a big appetite that developed from some very humble beginnings. After working as a high school basketball coach in his adopted home state of Mississippi, Ebbers bought some local motels. Legend has it he sketched the roadmap for what would become WorldCom on a paper napkin in a diner in 1983. WorldCom ended up acquiring more than 60 different companies, including MCI, partly on the strength of Ebbers' powers as a salesman. Scott Cleland is a telecom analyst with the Precursor Group.
He brought the company sizzle. He made investors over the last 10 to 15 years a ton of money. He was the consummate best-in-the-business roll-up artist.
As Ebbers consolidated his purchases, he found profits in the savings. Investors loved the approach. The stock price shot up. But the buying spree ran into a wall when the U.S. and European regulators vetoed a takeover of Sprint, the number three long-distance firm. Cleland says that killed WorldCom's growth formula.
You know, essentially, WorldCom was a momentum stock. And like any rocket, eventually you run out of propulsion. They really were just riding on momentum and not more rocket fuel.
WorldCom is one of dozens of telecom firms to hit the skids as prices for long-distance traffic have gone into freefall. But unlike other companies, WorldCom's image and its fate are tightly tied to that of Bernie Ebbers. As stock prices fell, Ebbers had to borrow nearly $400 million directly from WorldCom to cover his own investments. Those loans cut into investor confidence just when WorldCom needed investors most. Ebbers' successor, John Sidgemore, says Ebbers realized he could not ignore criticism of those loans.
If you think about his personal situation, and this is not secret, so with his loans and so forth, he has a lot of things to take care of personally, and I think he had trouble figuring out how to do that while still being the CEO of the company.
Ebbers' disappearance won't end WorldCom's problems by a long shot. Those loans helped spark an ongoing investigation of company finances by the Securities and Exchange Commission. John Sidgemore was at pains today to say WorldCom should not be compared to competitors like Global Crossing, which evaporated in bankruptcy in a matter of months.
Honestly, we don't see any way under any scenario that WorldCom is going to run out of cash in the foreseeable future. We've got lots of cash availability. Now, this is a real company with real profits, tens of thousands of customers, and a huge asset base that, you know, that spans the world.
But those assets are dropping in value as the world telecom business continues to contract. Some analysts say the company's best hope is to get bought. Whether or not WorldCom survives the current telecom carnage, the industry will be a lot less colorful without Bernie Ebbers in charge. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.